We'll keep them outside in the yard where the animals belong.
But, Mom, what if...
I had been listening to this conversation, trying to figure out what they were talking about. None of it made much sense. But then suddenly it dawned on me that Sally Mae had opened the back door of the car and had left it open, almost as though... Gee, was it possible that she had opened it for... Well, for me? She wanted me to make a penetration of the car and check something out? I studied her face and searched for clues that would tell me what I should do next. She went right on talking to Alfred and seemed hardly even aware of my... Huh? Did you hear that? Maybe not because you weren't there, but I heard it. And let me tell you, fellers, it got my full attention. I switched off the Here I Am program and went to full lift up on all ears. I had two of them. The point is that my ears shot up. I made tiny adjustments on the tuning knob, moved both ears into alignment, and brought the mysterious sound into focus. There it was again. Hey, we had some kind of unidentified something in the back of Sally Mae's car, and it was alive and making strange sounds. Mice, perhaps? Well, you know where I stand on the issue of vehicle security. I'm in charge of all that stuff, securing all the ranch vehicles, and I'm especially concerned about any vehicle used to transport women and children. Did we allow mice to run loose in Sally Mae's vehicle? Heck no! Once again, I turned to Sally Mae, looking for a sign. She was still talking to Alfred about a cage or something, and maybe she didn't know she had nasty mice lurking inside her car. Okay, I had no choice but to follow this up on my own. There were, risks involved. I mean, dogs weren't exactly welcome to enter Sally Mae's car. But it appeared that the situation demanded a bold plan of action. Stealthily and stalkingly, I crept towards the open door and peered inside. My goodness, what was going on there? The back seat was loaded down with... What was all that stuff? Sacks of feed? Why would... Wait, hold everything, stop right there. Chicken feed, remember? Maybe you'd forgotten all about the chickens. Not me. Okay, yes, I'd forgotten all about it, to be honest. But that conversation between Loper and Maurice had occurred hours ago. Don't you get it? Sally Mae and little Alfred had driven to the house of Betty and Maurice, and they'd bought some special Cruncho chicken feed. Is it coming back to you now? But the real zinger was that if they'd bought chicken feed, it meant that they'd also bought... It meant they'd brought home something else. Mice. You know how mice love chicken feed. A cunning squint formed upon my eyes, shall we say, and my gaze drifted over to Sally Mae. She wasn't watching. I turned back to the interior of the car and hopped my front feet up on the seat. There my eyes fell upon a box, a cute little cardboard box with holes in the sides.